Again, thank you for sharing with us this morning on this Christmas morning. Let me share with you some thoughts from the Word of God. If you have your Bible with you or your device, would you open to Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14? This is what it says there. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." This is the word of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together by this means on this Christmas day. We thank you, Father, for the celebration. We thank you for the gift of your Son. And we thank you for the opportunity to gather together. And now we ask that as I open your word, that you would bless us with insight, with the word from on high. We will forever give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I want to say something about the first Christmas carol. The first Christmas carol. One of the great pleasures that I get from the Christmas season is the music. I really enjoy holiday music, and I take full advantage of it. I begin November 1 with the songs of the season, and then I play them all the way through to December 31st. For me, it's the music. And every year, the same songs, right? Same familiar themes. You know, we have the Nat King Cole. I don't know about you. I'm just going to name a few that I like. The Nat King Cole, you know, the Christmas song, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. I love that. I love that. And then we have Vince Guaraldi. Y'all know Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown Christmas. If you haven't picked that one up, you should get the whole CD, get the whole thing. It's great music. It's holiday music. And then, of course, there is Donny Hathaway. This Christmas, a standard. I don't think I've missed a year listening to Donny Hathaway's This Christmas. Then Luther Vandross, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Kirk Wallum, How Does Christmas Sound? I'm just naming a few, and I know that you have your favorites. These are songs of the season. And then, of course, there are the Christmas hymns and the Christmas carols. But there's a difference, a distinction between songs of the season and Christmas music, Christmas carols. Christmas carols and Christmas hymns have a theme of Christ. Seasonal music might have the theme of snowmen or snowfalls or fireplaces, you know, Santa baby, you know, all of that. Those are seasonal songs. But the Christmas music has Christ as the theme. Music plays an important role and is prominently connected with the Christmas season. And it was meant to be that way from the very beginning. So we find in our text this morning the first Christmas carol. Now, you already know the setting, but I'm going to rehearse it again because it's Christmas morning. In Luke, it says, in the days of Caesar Augustus, all the world had to register to be taxed. Each was required to return to their own home so that a census could be taken for tax purposes. Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the household and the lineage of David. He went there to be registered with his wife Mary, who was with child. So it was, the text says, that after they were there, the days were accomplished for Mary to give birth. And so she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no room in the inn. At the same time, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields who were keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Therefore the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly, there with the angel was a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That, my brothers and sisters, was the first Christmas carol. Let me point out here that there are two elements in this scene, very important. First, there is the declaration, and then celebration. The announcement that the Christ had arrived is the declaration, and the singing of the first Christmas carol is the celebration. Consider with me this morning the lyrics of the carol. They declare the true meaning of Christmas and the reason we celebrate. And this is what separates Christmas carols and Christmas hymns from seasonal music. So whatever you are doing this morning, whatever material gift you may have received or not, if you are alive today, you can celebrate the true meaning of Christmas as found in the lyrics of this song. "For there is born to you today in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The angels sing about Jesus and the salvation which he would bring into the world and work out. The message of the song is threefold. Listen to it. First, the angels gave glory to God in the highest. Second, they declared peace on earth. And third, they sang about goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest. When I read this, and when we read it, have you ever considered the fact that in this text, the angelic host is singing glory to God in the highest? The angels who had witnessed the great and marvelous things that God had already done. The angels, they witnessed the mighty acts of God, the splendor of creation, the forming of man from the dust of the earth. They saw the glory of God and all that he had made before and after the earth became void and without form. They had no doubt witnessed the beauty of the angelic host before the very throne of God, giving praises. And they had joined to enhance the thunderous chants of blessing and honor and glory and majesty and power and dominion and might. These are the angels singing glory to God. And yet, while they gave God the glory for all those things, it was the fact that God stooped down from his throne, took upon himself human flesh, was born a babe in the manger, placing himself under the care of a young girl for the purpose of saving men from their sin, redeeming men with his blood, something the angels had never witnessed or even imagined, caused them to sing with thunderous glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. In other words, the incarnation glorifies God in a way that nothing else in all creation had. The angels sung a song that they never sang before, and it did not apply to them because no angel was redeemed by the blood of Jesus. They weren't jealous of the fact that God so loved humankind that he gave his only begotten son. No, they just sang glory to God in the highest. This is a song that they had never sung before. To glory to God in the highest. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. Therein lies the glory of God the glory given to God by the angelic hosts, whose volume reached the highest mountains on earth, and whose vibrations were felt in the deepest parts of the ocean. Glory to God in the highest. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Then the song declares, peace on earth. That's strange. Jesus himself said, I didn't come to give peace, but a sword. So what could it mean? This does not mean the cessation of wars between men. That will happen, but not yet. The peace that Jesus brings is a peace between God and sinful men. Therefore, we have been justified by faith and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. The Lord blesses his people with peace. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace, who ushers into the world the possibility of peace between sinful man and a glorious God. He is our peace. He gives us peace, not as the world gives peace. Because he came, he brought with him peace that comes through faith in him. And my brothers and sisters, we are sane today because of the peace of God that resides in us, the peace that comes through our faith with him. No longer is God's wrath directed toward men, because there is peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your spirit. No need to worry. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and petition, make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. How many of you today are thankful to God for the peace of God that comes through Jesus Christ? Peace on earth. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your might and lean not to your own understanding. Trust God. Believe on Christ. For to be spiritually minded brings life and peace. Peace on earth. In the hearts and minds of believers, Jesus brings peace. That's why after you watch the news too much, you can lay down on your bed, say a prayer, and fall asleep, because the peace of God. While turmoil is all around you, trouble is brewing on every hand, you can walk upright and prayerful because of the peace of God. Jesus brings peace. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth in the hearts of believers and goodwill toward men, which is the last point of the song. The angel sang glory to God, peace on earth, and then goodwill toward men. You know what that means? That means that God has nothing but good for you. You already have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And even if you are going through some trials and tribulations right now, count it all joy, because it doesn't come to destroy you. It comes to build you up. Give praises to God, because he wants nothing but good for you. That's the promise, that men are the objects. You and I are the objects of the goodwill of God. You have God's approval through your faith in Jesus Christ. God desires the best for you. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to be the lead. God has planned the best for you. In Christ Jesus, the Father has provided all that you need for this life and the next. God is not angry with you. God is not mad at you. God is not separated from you. He has nothing but goodwill for you. Do you understand that? That God wants the very best for you. Those of us who are parents, we know how that is, don't we? Because we want nothing but the very best for our children. And there is not much that we won't do to make sure that our goodwill, even in discipline, that our goodwill is directed toward our children. And if you and I, being flawed human earthly parents, have goodwill toward our children, how much more does our Heavenly Father have goodwill toward us? Goodwill. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Goodwill. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Goodwill. He provides for your need. Goodwill. He protects you from your enemies. Goodwill. He empowers you when you grow weak. Goodwill. He encourages when you become discouraged. Goodwill. He'll lift you when you fall. Goodwill. He will prosper the works of your hand. This is a joyful song. It's the first Christmas carol, and it's packed with blessings for God's people. So on this day, as you celebrate, whatever else you do, remember this song. Glory to God in the highest. Give God the glory for everything he has done. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Give God some praise.